This is WKAR Online. The MSU Union Building opened in 1924, and over the years there have been several renovations. A $1.4 million project will be dedicated today, sprucing up the Union for another generation of MSU students. WKAR's Scott Pohl took a look around with Kat Cooper, the communications manager with residential and hospitality services at MSU, starting in the Spartan Spirit Shop.
It is much more open and inviting, updated furnishings, and it really highlights the wonderful array of items that are available here, which were too crammed in before, and now you really can see where everything is.
A little room between the racks is always nice.
It is nice, yes, and update the colors and just make it look even more MSU than it already did. And then we have the main lounge. The biggest change in the main lounge itself is just the furnishings. You know, we left the art that was on the wall, the fireplace that has always been here is still here. But we updated the carpet, the lighting, the furnishings that are available, and there are fun MSU touches all over. We've got two of the tables that seniors used to carve their names into when they were graduating. And we've covered them with glass, so we won't have any more additions to those. But we also have two tables that have the words to the MSU alma mater, along with some beautiful images that were taken by MSU's brand communications staff, and those are really fun. People have really gravitated towards those. Aside from that, we worked really hard at connecting the upper concourse to the main lounge. So now we have a platform and a ramp that goes to those places. The platform we're going to use for performances, it'll be utilized as a stage fairly often because this room is used often for performances. But it also, right now, this time of day, morning, students are studying with their coffee. We've got soft seating and some higher tables available for them to do that.
Where are we going next?
We're going to go up to the concourse. We've added some soft seating to the concourse. This is a place where we often do tables for student groups, sales, that sort of thing. We will continue to do that in this space. But when it's not being utilized in that manner, we added some carpeting. We brought the ceiling down a little to make it quieter. And it's a nice seating area right outside our brand new Sparties and expanded Big B location.
Sparties being a convenience store for snack items, drinks, that sort of thing.
Yes, there are a couple different versions of Sparties. Some of them offer coffee. This one does not because we have the Big B location. This is a stop for tailgaters on game day, so we really want to have a nice variety of products so that you can get whatever you need to go out and have a good time. Let's take a look at the food court as well. The seating area in the food court was renovated about 5 years ago, so we didn't touch the seating area. We did renovate the storefronts of our three food venues, which are the Union Deli, Serrano's Mexican Grill, and Union Pizzeria.
People who haven't been in the Union Building for a long time will want to know about the lower level where they might recall a bowling alley and a barber shop. What's in the basement now?
The bowling alley remains there and will for the time being. We are working on a plan of what's to happen with that. The barber shop has closed. We are going to be reutilizing that space. There's a renovation that the Board of Trustees just approved, and I think it begins in April of this year. So there will be some changes in that area. There also is a very large computer lab, one of the largest on campus. It has both Macs and PCs, which is of great advantage to our students because they really do need to use both. Printing facilities, and then the Multicultural Center is also on that level. That will be part of that renovation beginning in April. They'll be moving to the second floor and expanding their facility, which we think is a great way to not only give better services to students, but to expand their footprint on our campus.
On the second story, there were large rooms that I've attended wedding receptions in, that sort of gathering space. Is that still there?
It is. There are still the gold rooms, the parlor rooms, and the ballroom. Those are all part of that renovation that's coming in April, except for the ballroom. The ballroom, for now, will remain as is, and I expect for the foreseeable future for that to be the way it is.